This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reaction continues to pour into yesterday's 5-4 Supreme Court ruling upholding the Obama-era immigration program called DACA, which has protected over 700,000 so-called dreamers from deportation. Republicans are very unhappy, especially angry that Chief Justice John Roberts was among the majority. Republican Senator James Langford of Oklahoma says the decision to uphold that program does very little to help those it supposedly wants to support.
This makes the future of DACA recipients even more murky.
Telling Fox News what's needed is a legislated immigration solution. Senator Amy Klobuchar does not want to be vice president in the current climate, saying she has told former VP Joe Biden to put a woman of color on the Democratic ticket because that will help heal the nation. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
President Trump is calling his former National Security Advisor's new book, which is due out next week, a compilation of lies and made-up stories. But speaking with ABC News, John Bolton himself said he's brushing off the president's comments.
I think it's unbecoming of the office of president. I think it degrades the political civil discourse in our country, and I'm just not going to respond to it.
The administration continues to work through the courts to get the book's release blocked. The president said on Twitter that the book called The Room Where It Happened is simply intended to make him look bad. Trump said Bolton is just trying to get even for having been fired. Thunderstorms that could turn violent are threatening the central U.S. into the weekend. Storms loaded with lightning could sweep across West Texas, parts of Oklahoma, southwest Kansas, and eastern New Mexico, as well as parts of Colorado. And the storms could produce large hail, flash flooding, and winds gusting to 70 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
An attorney for two people who claim to have witnessed the police shooting death of Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta. Well, he says his clients did see what was a murder. Sean Williams, the attorney for Melvin Evans and Michael Perkins, also saying that a bullet fired by former officer Garrett Rolfe barely missed Perkins. Rolfe is facing nearly a dozen charges, including murder for Brooks' death. The other officer involved in the case, Devin Brosnan, is charged with a number of things, including aggravated assault. General Motors will observe 8 minutes and 46 seconds of silence in all of its facilities today on this Juneteenth, the day slavery ended in the U.S. The time is how long a Minneapolis cop knelt on the neck of George Floyd before the handcuffed black man died on Memorial Day. One of two bills that would decriminalize the possession of marijuana in New Jersey has passed the state assembly. Yesterday, the assembly approved a bill that would reduce the current penalty for up to 2 ounces of marijuana from an arrest to a civil fine of $50. Jail terms and fines for anything more than 2 ounces would be decreased as well on a sliding scale. A bill pending in the New Jersey State Senate would decriminalize up to a pound of marijuana. Voters will decide in November whether to legalize marijuana altogether in the state. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and we are going to be sharing the voice of reason, who has long been a stalwart for borders, immigration, legal immigration, unlike what the Supreme Court disappointingly presented to us here this week. Tom Homan joins us now, the former director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Tom, first of all, I have long appreciated your dedication and your common sense and how you have stood boldly in the face of those who would want to rewrite history and those liberal progressives that would want us to knock down our walls and ignore, you know, the rule of law in our land.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Look, I've been a law enforcement officer for over three decades, and I just simply want to enforce law, but the left wants us to ignore it. Mm-hmm. Congress would rather tell a law enforcement agency to ignore the law rather than doing their job and fixing the law if it needs to be fixed. So they're not. I may be retired from ICE, but they're not going to shut me up because this is personal to me.
Yeah,
I've seen a lot of tragic things in my career, and much of it's preventable. But the far left is that they've gone nuts. I've never seen anything like what I'm seeing today.
Well, Tom, this is diabolical because this isn't about the furtherance or improvement of the American way of life. This is the absolute destruction of it. And disappointingly, as I mentioned, SCOTUS did us no favors. I mean, they really, buttressed up this movement to destroy the underpinnings of the rule of law of our country by, placating this DACA movement. I mean, the president wants to codify, wants to bring back into focus the rule of law, something that Barack Obama in 2011 said he couldn't do. A year later, he does, and somehow it's become, the accepted rule of law in the land of America?
Well, what the Supreme Court did is a travesty because they're allowing what they've agreed to, an illegal program that was put in place illegally, letting it stand because the government didn't go through the Administrative Procedures Act to try to get rid of it. So they're saying because your administrative mistakes, you didn't go through a certain bureaucratic process to end this, we're going to allow it to stay. So it's just ridiculous. So I just wrote an op-ed. I'm hoping DHS got their team of attorneys today because what SCOTUS did do and their dissension, what was wrong with the way they tried to end it, they just put out a clear roadmap on what this administration needs to do to end it.
Exactly.
So DHS secretary needs to get on it today and follow that roadmap and get it done. And I tell you something else, what the Supreme Court did, they sent a clear message down south to the criminal cartels, you're back in business.
Yes.
Keep bringing the women and children here. More women will get sexually assaulted. More children will die. Cartels will make millions of dollars. And so I'm telling you, they sent the wrong message. So let's remember, after DACA in FY12, what happened in FY13, 14, 15? A record number of families came across this border, women and children. Why? because they want to be your next doctor population.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And meanwhile, this has been kind of a human resource boon for the cartels. And this is one thing we've been yelling and screaming about for years, Tom. And, you know, and believe me, I get all kinds of heat. Being Hispanic, you know, people say, well, what are you doing? I go, because of the women and kids and these young boys who go across and they're turned into drug mules, and the women who are conscripted into sex trafficking. And I said, are you aware whatsoever that these women, what these sex camps, what they're subjected to, you know, having sex as much as 20 times before lunch, and they do give them a break, isn't that nice? And then they come back in the evening, and it's another 20 times. And this is what's going on, not in Mexico, not somewhere in third world country, but right here in the United States of America.
Absolutely, and that's not a government number either. Doctors Without Borders did a study on women being trafficked into this country, that being smuggled, and when they put themselves in that smuggling cycle, 31% of women are sexually assaulted. That's not a government number. That's a Doctors Without Borders study. 31% of women. We've seen the children die. Plus, cartels are making millions of dollars. And there's two things about the criminal cartels. Not only are they making millions of dollars smuggling these family groups, they coordinate to push the large population of family groups through one section of the border to tie the border to assets up so they can move their opioids and fentanyl and bad guys to another area where it's unguarded because borders are so tied up the family unit. Mm-hmm. Now, there's numerous intelligence reports on that. I've investigated this, that it's actually happening. So the cartels, I think they're winning on both ends. They can get the drugs smuggled easier, and the bad guys that don't want to get caught, well, they tie the border to assets of these family groups. This is what the Supreme Court did yesterday. Was a travesty.
Well, they definitely have played into their hands, and of course, we have activist judges, you know, participating again in what Justice Roberts did, which was, you know, I thought was quite duplicitous, because if you remember, Tom, what he did in handling Obamacare, he actually coached the Obama lawyers in order to get Obamacare for it to be authorized. And supported by the Supreme Court. He walked them through. He actually got from behind the bench and went on the side of the Obama lawyers to walk it through. No, you don't mean it. You mean it is a tax, right? And, but yet in this particular case, when, you know, not exactly all the I's were dotted, I mean, it was much, I thought it was much, more tied down in terms of I's dotted and T's crossed, the DACA, discussion and decision. And he ignored it altogether, and you kind of threw it back to the lower court.
Yeah, and let's remember this. He got in a discussion. He got in an argument with the president. The president said the courts were too politicized, especially the Ninth Circuit.
Yes.
And Chief Roberts came back. So the courts are not politicized. They rule on the law and the Constitution. Well, I think Justice Roberts just showed the opposite. You know, there's a reason why the activists go to the Ninth Circuit to file their cases. There's that the last decision yesterday, the liberals said, let's keep it, and the conservative says, no, it must go away. Do not tell me, you know, don't tell me the courts aren't politicized. They're more politicized now than they've ever have been, and that's why it's important that we reelect Donald Trump so he can keep putting conservatives on the benches who are going to interpret the Constitution word for word.
Well, who else is going to confront the lies in America? I mean, this is what mainstream America, regardless of what polling would indicate right now, but they're sitting in the coffee houses of Main Street America championing the cause of this president. I mean, you've got hundreds of thousands of people descending on Tulsa because they want to show the support of this president. You know, Joe Biden, you know, can't even fill up a small sanctuary at a local church.
Well, look, I think the polls are, even if they are accurate, I think a lot of it's based on a false narrative being pushed by the left. Look, from day one, whether it's the Russian collusion, whether it's racial tension, whether it's COVID-19, they're putting all the blame on President Trump, and they're trying to you know, move the American public against him. I think the American public actually they're smart enough to see what's going on. We got a great president. We, you know, he got the illegal numbers on the border down 85% on his own.
Exactly.
No help from Congress. No help from the courts. He's kept his word. He will continue to keep his word. So I think you're going to see the poll swing around once the people realize that it's been fed a false narrative, and it continues to be read a false narrative. and the John Bolton book, another false narrative. I think the American people are smarter than that. All they got to look at what he's done for the economy, look what he's done for national security. I think there's no other choice right now.
Well, promises made, promises kept. That has been the tradition and the landmark of this administration. We've got more from Tom Homan on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, he has been the vanguard of, and watchman on the wall for America for all these years as the former director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement under President Trump. Tom Homan continues with us. He has seen and experienced firsthand. He sees the trajectory of what a land without law and a land without walls will do and will become. And we need a redefinition or a re-embracement of the rule of law. We can see what's going on in our cities with all the frustration and the looting and the destruction of private property and businesses. And at a time when we need more jobs, there are nefarious forces in our country today. They're doing everything they can to block the way and to eliminate jobs. This is absolutely ridiculous. And as Tom, as you were saying earlier, this, you know, we need to understand how nefarious this is. You know, whether it's Black Lives Matter or Antifa or other, you know, anarchists who are involved within the borders, this is no longer an existential threat. It lives amongst us. They are trying to bring down everything that is America and deprive Americans of our liberties.
Oh, absolutely. That's well said. Look, they want to literally transform this country and what we stand for. And the idea, think of for a moment, the idea of abolishing the police or defunding the police. Look what they did in Minnesota, getting rid of the police department. Think for a moment, did you ever think in your lifetime you'd see something like this? And usually they do it, you know, behind the scenes and behind the curtain, but they pull the curtain back. They're right out there loud and proud that they want to get rid of police or defund police. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something. When I ran ICE, I had almost an $8 billion budget. And if people think that's a lot of money, let me tell you something. When you lose $8 billion, I had to decide what can we do and what can't we do because we don't have enough money. Mm-hmm. So every dollar you take away from a police department, when they talk about defund ICE, New York City is talking about taking $1 billion for the NYPD. For every dollar you take away from the PD, that means something's got to give. That means they can't buy bulletproof vests when they expire in 5 years. They can't replace cars that have broken down. It means less officers in Times Square because they can't afford to pay the overtime. It means they can't afford wiretaps or Title III investigations against large criminal organizations. Something's got to give. Every dollar means less enforcement. And when I wrote that op-ed on Fox News, what I said was, look at the crime rate today, and thousands of rape, thousands of murders, thousands of home robberies. And that's with an abundant police presence and a system of consequence and deterrence.
Exactly.
You take away and make it less police and take away the system of consequence and deterrence, what are you going to think is going to happen to those crime rates? It doesn't take a genius to realize those crime rates will explode. Because a lot of people like you and I don't, you don't line your taxes because you may get audited. You don't go 100 miles down a freeway because you may get a ticket. You got to have a system of consequence and deterrence. You got to have somebody enforce some laws or it's going to just lead to anarchy.
This is what ensures our liberties, Tom. And reasonable, common sense Americans understand it. And this is why it's so ludicrous. I mean, you have these radical Democratic leaders coming out and yelling, you know, defund police. But even Joe Biden had to come out of his basement like Punxsutawney Tom and, you know, see his shadow and say, look, we can't defund police. I mean, this is ludicrous.
Yeah, I participated in March this past weekend, Back to Blue up in Washington, D.C., and I gave a speech at that event. When I did Nancy Pelosi and Schumer and the rest of them, I said, okay, you guys want to defend the police, so lead by example. You're the Speaker of the House, lead by example. Defund your protection detail that the taxpayers pay for.
Yes.
Do that first, because if you want to take protection and safety away from our American communities, you lead by example. Defend your protection detail that she gets 24/7 at great taxpayer expense. You think she's going to do it? Absolutely not. You think they're going to defund the Capitol Police that guards them the entire time up on Capitol? Absolutely not. So it's a good talking point, but they'll never follow through with their side.
Absolutely. Tom, why is it with so many of these policies and these ideas that come up like defund police, immediately it's going to impact, you know, the poor of America? And they supposedly, on one side of their mouths, are saying they are the champions of poverty and those that are unfortunate and less than in America, but yet they encourage policies that would absolutely decimate these communities.
Well, again, I think they're being fed a false narrative that getting rid of police make their community better. Mm-hmm. Look, if less enforcement is going to impact the poor communities more. Let's be honest with ourselves. I mean, the affluent communities don't have the need for a consistent police presence. And if you look at the crime rate, it doesn't happen in affluent communities. Of course, crime happens in those communities, but worse happen more. Mm-hmm. So the victims in the lower income communities. So take Chicago, for example.
Exactly.
Double digit homicides in 24 hours. Mm-hmm. That didn't happen in the affluent community. So the people in the low-income communities need police protection. They're victims of a lot of crime, and it's going to hurt them more than anybody. So, again, but you don't see the left talking about that. You know, they take one example, a police officer in Minnesota. Like, you know, what really infuriates me, if you have a bad employee at the office or at your radio station, right, yeah, it's going to be the talk of the office. There's bad guys that talk to the office. But when there's one cop that does something wrong, all of a sudden, they're all wrong. There are bad people in every profession. There are bad dentists or bad lawyers. Look, dude, priests have been arrested for child predator offenses. So should we shut down all the churches? Doctors have killed patients. Should we shut down all the hospitals? Mm-hmm. No. Look, 99% of these men and women wear that badge are great people. They do the job for the right reasons. I leave the safety and security at home every day, defend people who never meet, people that they don't know, even people that despise them.
Yes.
These are the finest 1% this country has. And we can't vilify the entire institution because of acts of a few.
Exactly.
Hold those few accountable and serve them justice. But don't tear down the entire institution of men and women who chose a service to their nation and to their communities for little money and great risk for their own personal safety and their families.
Well, Tom, this is what happens, you know, what law enforcement does for America with over 300, I was reading this, I couldn't believe it, 300 million interactions a year with the public. I mean, this is amazing, you know, the contact that police throughout our nation have with, you know, the local citizenry. And unfortunately, when things like what happened in Minnesota come to play, they stand out. And we have repeatedly admonished our audience, you know, look at emotion. You need to be careful with emotions. We cannot be making decisions at the height of emotions. History has taught us time and again that, you know, wrong decisions, you know, are made at the height of emotions. We need to go through due process and understand what is happening here. And, you know, I think there's great conversation. I think, you know, the president's been very proactive in meeting with local leaders and coming up with some new reforms that I think, you know, I think police, by and large, because it's not like anybody wants to go out there and, you know, like you said, they kiss their families goodbye in the morning and say, hey, I'm looking forward to having a lousy day at work today. I mean, they're going out there to serve and hopefully come back alive and everybody else be alive and all the safer because of their efforts, right?
Yeah, and they're still out there, even despite all these attacks, despite the morale being an all-time low, they're still going out there every day, running toward danger when everybody else runs away from danger. Like I said, they're the finest 1% this country has. I've worked with thousands of them in my career, whether state, local, or federal agents. They're the finest we have. And you're right, the president, he took the first steps and signed a landmark executive order the other day that not only supports law enforcement, because he's always had their six. This
right.
president has supported law enforcement more than anybody, but he's calling for some changes such as a chokehold and only using a life or death situation. Plus, he wants them retrained on use of force and de-escalation policies, which they already get trained on. He wants to increase that training. You can never have too much training. And he wants and he wants to hold the bad cops, a few bad cops that are out there, hold them accountable. Going to create a system where they're going to be well known, that they can't quit one department and go to another department. So I think the president had a great executive order probably the other day. Now Congress needs to build on it.
Exactly.
The first step.
Mm-hmm. Now, and this is what this president has done time and again. He's brought common sense to the White House as an independent outside of the traditions of the, you know, political cocktail parties there on the Beltway. I mean, he's acting on behalf of the people. I mean, what he said, you know, in his inauguration speech, Tom, has been consistent. And that is today. The rule of law is now going into the hands of we the people. He turned the country back into the hands of we the people, but we the people have to do our part. He's doing his part, but we need to come alongside his efforts, and I know you agree with that, to support and further, you know, the promises that he's done on behalf of freedom and for the American people.
I worked for six presidents, starting with Ronald Reagan, and I respect every president I ever worked for. I disagree with Barack Obama's on his immigration policy, but I respect the office of the presidency.
Well, we got to leave it there, Tom. Thanks for being with us. Tom Homan.
With today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
So many are responding to the gospel messages broadcast over the airwaves in Zimbabwe that more volunteers are needed to answer questions, follow up, and reach out in prayer. It's a problem we're happy to have at the Tide Ministry. Over the past several years, listener response in Zimbabwe has grown exponentially, and more volunteers are needed on the other end. This year, our partners at the Zimbabwe Studio have reached out to churches, asking for volunteers to respond to listeners. And now, radio personnel are training new volunteers who will serve in the studio each Sunday during and after the broadcast to help field phone calls from listeners. This is an amazing development and an answer to prayer.
To learn more about how the Tithe International Radio Ministry follows up with listeners in Zimbabwe and other countries by connecting them with churches and pastors, visit thetithe.org. That's thetithe.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reaction continues to pour into yesterday's 5-4 Supreme Court ruling upholding the Obama-era immigration program called DACA, which has protected over 700,000 so-called dreamers from deportation. Republicans are very unhappy, especially angry that Chief Justice John Roberts was among the majority. Republican Senator James Langford of Oklahoma says the decision to uphold that program does very little to help those it supposedly wants to support.
This makes the future of DACA recipients even more murky.
Telling Fox News what's needed is a legislated immigration solution. Senator Amy Klobuchar does not want to be vice president in the current climate, saying she has told former VP Joe Biden to put a woman of color on the Democratic ticket because that will help heal the nation. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, it is Juneteenth. And who better than to bring on to talk about it than Dr. Wilfred Riley, the political science professor at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Dr. Riley, good to have you with us always. How are you, sir?
Good, and as always, good to be back on.
Well, Juneteenth, this is something that started, the roots go back to the Emancipation Proclamation, Proclamation of 1863 from President Abraham Lincoln, but it actually didn't. It took a couple of years later because we didn't have Google and we didn't have Twitter and Facebook, to announce the liberation of slaves in America. But it was 1865 in June where Texas finally got the news that the slaves were free. And much the same way in 1863, it was a bit of a process where you had, you could say 50-50, half of the population accepting and cheering and saying, hey, this is a great time, and the other 50 a bit confused and reticent to accept it, right?
Yeah, I mean, so Juneteenth, you're absolutely right about the breakdown. I mean, Juneteenth was the day that, I believe this would have been soldiers throughout the state, but it was the day in Texas that the slaves in the state became aware that they were free. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's been referred to as Jubilee Day, as Juneteenth itself, so on, since really that point. It's a Texas state holiday, as I understand.
Yes.
But, yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, back in the historical day with boats and horses and so on, I mean, news traveled slowly. I'm a big civil and Revolutionary War buff, and I mean, at least in the Revolutionary War, there were battles fought, major ones, after the war was over.
Exactly.
Nobody told the soldiers. There was a battle in Louisiana where both sides did not know that an armistice had been signed. You know, the British withdrew in honor and all that, but they'd lost the war. And so, I mean, a number of people were killed fighting after the war itself ended. And Juneteenth, a similar thing. Abe Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation obviously was, to some extent, it was a strategic move. It was a move of war.
Mm-hmm.
So what he did was free the slaves in the Confederacy. And the idea was that people who were in that position would probably, or at least hopefully, would know they'd been freed. This could create insurrection. The South would understand that if they lost the war, they would completely lose that economic base. But as long as the Confederacy kept on fighting as an independent country, I mean, I don't think those slaves were necessarily going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So between the slow spread of news and the fact that the South still had troops in the field, I mean, in a number of states, it took quite a while before people really understood, you know, I'm a free man now. And then you went into that process of Reconstruction and so on.
Exactly. Well, you know, let's think about it. What the slaves must have psychologically had to deal with. You know, oh, I'm free. What does that mean, I'm free? You know, I've been used to, this is my identity, this is my job, this is how I provide for my family, this has been my world, and now all of a sudden I'm liberated. You know, what does that mean? I mean, in much the same way, like, you know, some of these DACA, you know, children are having to deal with, is that, you know, they're here, you know, in a sort of kind of way, but not citizens. They're able to go to school, but, you know, I think about this myself, you know, Will, that if all of a sudden, you know, because, well, I'm Hispanic and I was sent back to Mexico, what would I do? I have no idea. I'm not familiar with the zip codes there. I'm not familiar, you know, with all the culture. But all of a sudden, you know, I'm fully raised. I'm, of course, several generations, you know, so I've been a citizen. My parents were citizens. That's not an issue. But for these kids, all of a sudden, you know, they've been here. All they've known is the United States of America. And you're going to send them back to Mexico or, you know, El Salvador or Guatemala, wherever they're from, you know, my goodness, I mean, how does that happen? And I think realistically, the country understands this, and what the president, I believe, is trying to do is codify this, and let's go ahead, let's make this legal so that these DACA, you know, kids or DACA adults even, you know, that they have standing in this country, and that we move on from here and do the right thing for immigrants coming in and going forward and for the citizens.
Yeah, I do think DACA is one of those aspects of immigration policy that even kind of rock-ribbed conservatives tend to be kind of sympathetic around. Mm-hmm. I was always pretty surprised, given Trump's background as a negotiator, that he never essentially traded DACA normalization to the Democrats or something like border wall funding.
He offered it. He offered it, but they just, they just said no, it ain't going to happen. Because they knew that it would be a win for him. I mean, this is the thing. They have not been, you know, cooperative to this end. And this is something, of course, that their standard bearer, Barack Obama, who in 2011 said, hey, there's no way. This is illegal. I can't do it. You know, and the kids yelled, you know, the people, your people, when he made that announcement, go ahead and do it. You know, you're the king. And, you know, and a year later, he found a way, and here we are living with it, and we're caught in this bucket of gum, and so here it comes to the Supreme Court, and what do? You know, they waffle on it and send it back to the lower court and, you know, and put themselves in almost an activist position and on technicality say, well, the president, you know, doesn't have, you know, particular standing on this, although I thought it was quite interesting because Justice Roberts did just the opposite for Barack Obama in helping him make sure that Obamacare would carry the day in the courts.
Yeah, I'm sure in the end, some kind of solution will be worked out when we have kind of less partisan players at the table than Pelosi and Trump. But I will say I'm a cynic about government policy. I mean, there are many things that have just essentially been re-upped at the same level for 25 or 30 years.
Right.
Where every administration has continued the same policy going forward. I mean, another aspect of immigration was, individuals from kind of, TPS, I believe, temporary protected status for individuals from nations that had experienced a civil war or a disaster.
Right.
If you ever read through the list of these countries, I mean, Bosnia was on the list for a while, and their war was in the mid-90s.
Yes.
El Salvador, that's not because of the drug trade. That's because of a series of earthquakes and so on, as I recall, that occurred in the country decades ago. So the government is very, very capable of just continuing a policy for years, if not decades, without really coming to any kind of resolution.
Mm-hmm.
But by which point the DACA kids will be, you know, 45, and it might not be as much of an issue. But hopefully something will be done there.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you know, Ronald Reagan himself said the closest thing to eternal life is bureaucracy. And,
yeah,
you know,
program.
So government program, they just keep on going. You know, coming back to Juneteenth, as you noted, Texas is the only one, only state of the union, I believe, that recognizes Juneteenth as a state holiday. I don't know of other states to do that, but I think it's, you know, it's about time that maybe, and maybe now's the time right for this. In terms of, you know, what is happening in the streets of America and where we are right now with the civil unrest is taking place, and you and I have discussed this before, is I believe that we have an opportunity here to where maybe, just maybe, we might be able to realize the dream of Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, well, I think that, well, I mean, there are a lot of different levels there. I mean, I would say to a very significant extent, the unrest in the streets is taking away from the dream of Martin Luther King Jr. The Martin Luther King colorblind view of race relations seems to have substantially fallen out of fashion on the political left.
Mm-hmm.
And that is extremely unfortunate. I mean, it's very, very possible to have a successful, diverse society. And in fact, just based on the land area covered by these places, I mean, most of the great nations historically, the Roman Empire, the British Empire, Persian Empire, so on, for that matter, the modern EU when it started, Brazil, India, the USA, have been extremely diverse. But you have to have, and we've talked about this quite a bit before, a unified kind of shared civic identity.
Exactly.
So if you break everyone out into groups doesn't work.
No, the hyphenating of America has been destructive and counterproductive, no doubt about it. And we have to come together, as you said, unified under whatever it is that we perceive. I think we have lost vision, lost sight of what America stands for and what it represents. And because if we really understood and embraced the freedoms and liberty, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, those things enumerated in our U.S. Constitution, then we would see these antithetical forces, these Marxist groups, for who they are, and they would have no place in our country. But right now, because we have let go of those moorings, we've given them space to roam in, and look what they're doing. They're taking over our cities. We've got more from Dr. Riley. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever. So call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You must register to vote, and then actually vote. It's our country. Bill Martinez.
And we need to do much more within the criminal justice system, but also within all of our systems, to dismantle the structures of racism that our federal, state, and local governments carefully erected and maintained over centuries. We know a little bit about this in Virginia. The first African Americans into the English colonies came to Point Comfort, Virginia in 1619. They were slaves. They'd been captured against their will. But they landed in colonies that didn't have slavery. There were no laws about slavery in the colonies at that time. The United States didn't inherit slavery from anybody. We created it. The United States didn't inherit slavery from anybody. We created it.
Yeah, he did say that, you know, but we're here to make sure the truth is pursued and that you realize the truth that will set you free. This is Tim Kaine, former vice presidential candidate, making that kind of ignorant statement. The political science professor at Kentucky State University and author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About, is with us, Dr. Wilfred Riley. Well, he actually said this. I mean, you know, this is the problem, you know, as you stated earlier, the rewriting of history. And what it does, it does not advance the cause of literacy and unity. It really ends up dividing us and frustrating us, because he makes a statement like this. And people that know better, and that, you know, the mainstream media that we count on to hopefully be the guardrails of our, you know, of our country, they're asleep at the wheel and they just let this stuff go on.
Yeah, I really think this is coming, not that I'm, you know, boasting about this, but as an educated man, quote unquote, I really think this is a serious issue. Because there has to be a balance in a stable society like ours between confronting the past, good and bad, and just sort of self-flagellating and doing nothing but criticize your own society. I mean, so that comment, Tim Kaine said the USA invented slavery. I mean, the USA had slaves, but slavery is one of the oldest human institutions, as you know, Bill. I mean,
yes.
Slavery goes back to the point where the first, you know, Neolithic war leader decided to just stop killing and eating captives.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in West Africa, Asia, you know, Southern Europe, which is where the term Slav comes from, by the way. I mean, that's a term that to some extent almost means poor white. It's a diminutive of the capital letter Slav used for the people in countries like Bosnia, Albania, so on, who are really disproportionately sold by the Turks, by Middle Easterners in the historical past. But anyway, slavery existed everywhere. And the reason that this is relevant, I've actually asked some of my students, I'll sometimes sub in and teach a history class or teach what we call an IGS class. At the start of those classes, I give them a short survey just to test historical knowledge. When did the USA begin? So on. And I find that a huge number of them believe, and this has been the case across colleges, by the way, that the USA invented slavery, or the white modern world invented slavery. So we're not being honest with the kids, telling them we did this very bad thing and we're making up for it. We're presenting our society as worse than it is, as the only group of people that's ever done this. And that, I don't see a logical reason or a moral justification for doing that. I mean, I would assume that Tim Kaine also, I mean, the man ran for vice president, he has to know that all of our historical rivals, the Chinese and so on, have done things as bad as those we've done and worse. He opted not to say that, to go for, you know, the easy applause line.
Exactly.
And that's a problem.
Well, and that's kind of like what happened, you know, with the kneeling of Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic leaders with the kente cloth. And you go back and you understand what the kente cloth, what it represented. It represented really the affluent African communities that enslaved people. And so, yeah, I mean, this is rich with irony, but this is what happens when you're so casual about history. You find yourself, you know, replicating and spouting off things that lack credibility, and then you come away looking like a knucklehead because, as you say, you're pandering, and when you pander, you're very loose with the facts, and you miss the whole point. And you know, again, I mean, this was some, and which was amazing to me because we say Nancy Pelosi, who went down and couldn't get back up. Jerry Nadler didn't even bother to go down. He just stood up there. But this was actually, an event that was led by the chair of the Black Caucus. I mean, it's like, wait a minute. You are the chair of the Black. She's a smart gal, too. She's very smart. But how could she forget this at a time when right now we're canceling, you know, Aunt Jemima syrup? I think, cream of wheat now is also, that's on the latest list.
Yeah, Uncle Ben is being retired.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like, I'm not sure what to eat anymore, you know?
I mean, you can make a lot of jokes about this, like the Cracker Jack mascot has to be terrified.
Well, it's okay.
They'll have to rename it.
We need to have some levity here. I mean, it's like my brother-in-law, and I'll bring this up with some careful attention here. Chris Rock did this video. You probably have seen it, and it's been out there for a while. I don't know how I missed it or whatever, but anyway, my brother-in-law sent it to me earlier in the week, and I think on the heels of, as Chris Wallace said, you know, to Dr. Ben Carson, you know, did your mother have the talk, you know, quote unquote talk with you, which is, you know, the adult black male figure telling their sons to be careful of police and all this, and how he and his wife, Candy, what kind of talk, the talk that they had with their, you know, with their children. And Chris Rock, in case any family members did not have the talk, quote unquote, presented to them, they need to see the video that Chris Rock surmises for everybody. You will laugh your head off because it's common sense. I mean, in a lot of ways, it's kind of, I believe, what Will Rogers would have presented, maybe in not so much colorful language, but certainly, you know, obvious common sense understanding of how interactions with police should go.
Are you talking about the video, How Not to Get Your, Let's Say,
Yes, exactly, that, exactly, exactly.
Step that's one, good. Obey the law. Yeah,
yes.
It's a funny video. I mean, like, yeah, I think there's a lot of useful advice there. I will say, when I was in the City Colleges of Chicago, we actually taught a course for young men on interacting with the police, not a full for credit class. We had sessions on how to become a gentleman and so on. And a lot of the initial reactions were what you see in the video. I mean, this is a very diverse group. You had black kids, Eastern European kids, Hispanic kids, Italian and Irish kids. But, I mean, one of the first things you'd ask in that class is, say you're stopped by a police officer and you think he's being a little rude to you, he's had a long day, he's using some harsh language, how would you react to him? And the first response from the young men was always like, I would tell that son. It was like, nope, that's not what you're going to do, you know, Mr. Right. Jenkins and Mr. McGillicuddy. Yes. What you're going to do is, you know, put your hands on the wheel. And there's a lot of space in society for those common sense messages that traditionally most people would probably have gotten from their father.
Yes.
And doing those things is probably going to make you much more successful than any amount of excuse making or hunting for different forms of racism or sexism or whatever. Yeah, like, you get pulled over by the police, you know, don't knuckle under, but be polite, have your ID, have a driver's license in the big cities, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah, as my dad told us, you know, especially at night, if you, first of all, the authority, they are the authority, you respect authority, you make sure you speak you know, intelligently and respectfully to them. Lights on in the interior of the car. If you're pulled over at night, you make sure your hands are at the top of the wheel. If he asks for your driver's license and your registration, you let the police know where it's at first and that you're moving, you know, you're moving accordingly. You know, all those common sense kind of things that you would do. But in today's obstinate society where you get these young people to think, no, I mean, they're going to, I mean, it's amazing what we've been seeing on the streets of America today, the disrespect. I mean, people throwing bricks and having weapons. I mean, this thing's gotten, I mean, this is the mob psychology that's run amok. Now, are all those Antifa, are they all Black Lives Matter? I mean, the radicals, Marxists? No, but they're in the parade, and they need to realize what kind of parade they're in and why some of them are getting arrested and find themselves in trouble. Of course, you can only hope to get arrested in New York, because if you do, then you're going to get out as quick as you got in, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah, there's a no bail policy in New York City. That is one of the craziest things, actually, about this entire situation. I mean, if you look at many of these cities, I believe this is the case in Portland as well. I believe this is the case in Atlanta as well. But yeah, all of the protesters that were arrested were released essentially the next day. Mm-hmm. In one major city, I forget which one, this may have been Atlanta, the prosecutor said they weren't going to bring charges because it would be immoral.
Yes.
They had a duty to allow people to protest, and if some people got over-enthusiastic, well, there wasn't too much that could be done about that. They weren't going to send these fine young people to jail. So, yeah, I mean, I think that obviously that sort of stuff is going to more likely bring you into a negative encounter with the police than, you know, almost anything else you could imagine. And this, by the way, again, speaking as a teacher, someone who's done some coaching, the idea of not teaching people basic things because it's somehow considered immoral comes up in a lot of different arenas. No one would ever justify crime, but I mean, one of the biggest things you can do to prevent sexual assault for young women or fist fighting for young men is to lay down certain ground rules, like don't get very intoxicated with a large group of strangers. And I'm not even making fun of it. I mean, that's one of the
No, I mean, it's just it's common sense. We laugh at it, and it makes you smile because it's so obviously commonsensical. And that's the thing, we've ignored and turned our backs on the things that are so obviously, you know, commonsensical. You know, like Juneteenth, I mean, one of the things, you know, one of the early things that they did in June 19th, all the slaves got rid of their slave clothes, and they dressed nicely. They got suits, they got clothes even from their slave masters in order to demonstrate that, hey, look, at there's a new day coming for the people that were once slaves.
Yeah, and I think that basic idea of, you know, dress and prepare yourself.
Gotta leave it there.
Obey the
Dr.
law.
Dr. O'Reilly, thank you.
And the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more.
more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium?